This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A lot of businesses have had to do things differently this past year, just trying to get through this pandemic. Small businesses especially, which often have less of a cushion against the unexpected, and really small businesses in particular with maybe just a handful of employees. We've been talking to some of those micro businesses the past couple of weeks, checking in on them as they try to get customers back in the door. But what if your business is helping other businesses get customers to their doors? Carolyn Walker runs a marketing agency in New Haven, Connecticut. It's called Response. Carolyn, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Kai. Happy to be here.
So how is, you know, big picture-ish, how's the advertising business going these days?
It hasn't been an easy year for anyone. Yeah. But, you know, some have fared better than others. You know, some of our clients took a really hard hit at the beginning and are starting to climb out. And other clients actually surged. We saw a surge.
Give me a for instance on the ones who had a tough time and had to figure out their way through this with obviously your help.
Yeah. So one of our clients is Uncle Julio's Restaurant Group, and they're polished casual dining restaurants across the country.
Yeah.
And so as you can imagine, when the pandemic hit, they went from millions of dollars in sales every week to basically nothing. And so that hit them hard and hit us hard.
Well, so, but look, I mean, with all respect to your expertise over however many decades in this business, but there is not an advertising company in the world, or a marketing company in the world, rather, that can help a restaurant when nobody wants to go out to eat, right?
Yeah, it wasn't easy. But basically what we did is we made a big switch in the strategy from, you know, using mass media tactics like television and radio and moved to lean into their owned media channels like their website and their social media and their email list, and basically, you know, let people know that they were still operating and available for, you know, takeout and delivery and things like that.
So how did Uncle Julio's do coming through this past year?
So it's been really interesting. One of the success stories is, you know, they had the brilliant idea of starting a virtual brand they called Savage Burrito. And so we helped them develop, name, launch Savage Burrito, basically serviced out of their Uncle Julio's kitchens across the country.
Hmm. All right. So as your clients are changing, I imagine you were having to shift some gears as well. Tell me about running your own marketing business in a pandemic.
Yeah, it hasn't been easy, like I said. When it first happened, you know, budgets were cut pretty dramatically. Our billings dropped by about 50%.
Wow.
We applied for the EIDL loan and got it in April. We applied for PPP, which also wasn't easy, but we got that in May. And we did end up laying off 4 people, but we were able to bring 2 of those 4 back. And we basically went to a totally remote situation. So we were already working one day from home, Fridays from home anyway, and we just went 100% virtual.
Yeah. I've been thinking a lot lately about the whole getting back to the office thing and how that's looking increasingly like it's not going to be the way it was. What are you going to do when and if all y'all can go back to the office? Are you gonna?
Yeah. So no, we're not gonna. So it's really interesting. You're asking me this because just this week we moved the last of our stuff out of the office not planning to go back into a physical space.
Wow. So that's going to save you a ton of money. I mean, just to get down to brass tacks here, right? You don't have to pay rent.
Yeah.
You know.
That's right. We're going to save about $60,000 a year.
And if you need to get together when we all can, you can just do like a WeWork or some kind of co-working space, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So we use Regis quite a bit. Yeah. So we have their space. And we're also members of the 4A's. And it's an advertising association in Manhattan. And they have space and actually lots of space right now.
Yeah.
And even just a coffee shop. I mean, honestly,
for
we're
sure.
So small, we can just meet in a coffee shop.
Totally. Any worries about continuing to run your own business in this post-pandemic era? You feeling good about it?
I feel really good about it. I feel like if I made it through this, we can make it through anything.
Amen. Carolyn Walker, she's the CEO, managing partner as well of Response Agency in New Haven, Connecticut. Carolyn, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having me.